Mr. McKenney, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Well, that's quite all right. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
As I said, I've come to realize more than ever, it's a privilege, frankly. You're a fairly famous man in many circles, aren't you?
I'm I'm sometimes surprised, but I get information from all over, from many unsuspecting sources. So apparently my name is becoming more common.
Well, it seems to be. If someone would ask me who I was having for a guest tonight, I think I'd be safe in saying I have a highly renowned scientist, physicist, astronomer, mathematician, and you've even dabbled a fair amount in archaeology, have you not?
Correct. One of my hobbies, minor professions, I'm not sure what you would call it, but this past year, working with some very interesting issues, very ancient configurations of the Earth, in that the old North Pole was at a very different place. And we think that now we've identified that, but based on some archaeological finds.
Before I go further, I want to read for my audience and then a scripture, which I've been reading a fair amount, ladies and gentlemen, of late, if you've been listening to Pastor Peters. And then I want to read something out of Mr. McKinney's book, but this is what Peter said. He said, "But the present heavens and earth, by his word, are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." And that, of course, comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, and I was wanting to read a portion out of Mr. McKinney's book, and then we're going to open the gate and let him run and do some teaching for us tonight. But on page 98, Mr. McKinney, you have in Planet X, Comets and Earth Changes, the cleansing of the earth and the regeneration of the earth. I'm going to read it here. It says, "One of the favorite lectures I gave in my college and university astronomy classes was the following. Take a look around you and see what exists today. Then go back 10 years and take away anything that changed in those 10 years. That is, view your surroundings as of 10 years ago. I'll stop there." And he goes on to explain in the book, they go back 10, 20, 50, and so forth. He says, reading the book again, quote, "Many points become to emerge and solidify. The most striking is that in the time frame of history, there was not enough time for the varying races, which already existed in their varying forms, to have evolved from a single central location as they had been taught as school children. At this point, they were figuring it out on their own. The history of the human race that they had been taught had some major flaws. It could not have possibly happened the way they were taught. They arrived at these conclusions themselves, classroom after classroom after classroom. It was always interesting to watch the looks on these students' faces as they saw everything they thought they knew crumble before them. My lectures also sometimes delved into Christ's Sermon on the Mount, the first Passover and the Exodus from bondage in Egypt. But these varying stories told of the same events. They were not good times for planet Earth or its inhabitants, but in retrospect, and in all religions or historic accounts, there is something good that came out of these most troubled of times as the Earth was cleansed and a new era began, a fresh regeneration of our beautiful planet, as well as a fresh start for its inhabitants, end the quote. You remember writing that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes interesting to listen to things that, you know, you haven't looked at for a while, but absolutely. And it was interesting to watch the college students, as their faces, they start to look at each other like, what have we been taught? What's wrong with this picture? Obviously, it couldn't be true.
It's fun to see people start thinking, isn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. And some of the classes, you know, 190 students coming to the conclusions all at the same time, and some of them becoming very angry, and some of them, you know, becoming nervous, and other ones laughing, and, you know, it just was incredible to watch as their entire, you know, historical structure broke down. And then they asked the question, well, what did happen? And then obviously the answers had to be that something major happened on Earth that separated these individual groups of people, and then they developed into, you know, say the Chinese and the Tibetans and the India and the Africa and the South America, the Maya, the,
well,
you know.
Let me ask you, I remember, as I got to thinking about it here the other day when I was trying to get a hold of you, that our interview in the past on possible signs of an intruder coming into our solar system could be eruptions or disturbances on the sun and major weather fluctuations, particularly in temperature change. Was I right? Isn't that something you taught on one of our past broadcasts?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Question. Are the prevalent things we're seeing, such as the sun activity and the weather fluctuation, a validation of what you've been thinking is coming?
Oh, yes, without a question. The sun is responding to something, and I like to use somewhat everyday examples. For example, if you had a iron like you iron clothes with, and you've been ironing with that iron for many years, and it always does a good job, and all of a sudden it's burning holes through all your clothes. Obviously, there's more energy coming out of that iron than normal. And this is what we're seeing with the sun.